My name is Meg Carter. I live in Oakland, California, and I work in humanitarian aid. Today is St. David's Day, or Dewi Sant in Wales, where David is patron saint. Like David, who fought with Rome to retain the Welsh Rite, the Welsh struggled against the English to preserve their language, poetry, and music. Every year, traditionally on the Easter Monday or Whit Monday holiday, towns across Wales hold community hymn festivals called Gymanfagani. Everyone comes, young and old, men, women, children. Everyone sings in Welsh, a cappella, four-part harmony. In Wales, hymns aren't just for church use. Welsh men and boys marched down the green hills to the coal mines singing hymns. They sang while working the mines. When mine shafts collapsed, the cortege of miners wound its way home singing, carrying the crushed, bloodied, blackened bodies of their beloved dead. They sang again when they walked out of the mines, protesting the English mine owners' economic stranglehold on their villages. For the Welsh, hymn texts are more than just private devotions. They're public calls for reform, for social justice. The Welsh don't sing sitting down or standing still. Welsh hymn tunes are syncopated with complex harmonies. Often their minor keys flirt with major. They cry out for antiphonal singing, call and response. For the Welsh, if you can walk, you can dance, and if you can talk, you can sing. I learned the tune Aberystwyth as a child in Advent, singing Watchmen Tell Us of the Night. Set in my favorite key, E minor, it's both a song of lament and of longing. Watchmen tell us of the night, what its signs of promise are. Traveler, oh, a wondrous sight, see that glory beaming star. Watchmen, does its beauteous ray news of joy or hope foretell? Traveler, yes, it brings the day, promised day of Israel. Like my ancestors, Aberystwyth's composer, Joseph Parry, worked in the coal mines in Wales before emigrating as a child to the U.S. Unschooled and illiterate, he began to learn sight singing at age 17. Soon, even without formal training in music theory, his compositions won prizes at Eisteddfod, the annual Welsh cultural competitions that date back to the 12th century. Eventually, Parry became the first Welshman to earn a doctorate in music at Cambridge. Then he established the music program at the University College of Wales in Aberystwyth. The poet Robert Graves led the Royal Welsh Fusiliers into battle at the Somme, singing Aberystwyth to its original Welsh text by Morgan Rhys. What awaits me in this world? Great and constant tribulations. Enemy after enemy tries to wound me day and night. Healer of the wounded ones, come swiftly to mend me. Then shall I sing of your blood till I come into the heavenly country. Oh, that I might, while I live, journey further with my God, spend my hours all for him from daybreak until late. Sweet Jesus, come down, let me now see your face. Then shall I sing of your blood till I come into the heavenly country. During World War II, Ralph Vaughan Williams included Aberystwyth in household music, his setting of three Welsh hymn tunes designed for families to play together at home. Late in the 19th century, Welsh missionaries set out for southern Africa, armed with their hymnals. Aberystwyth, whose dialogues and close harmonies mirrored African musical traditions, struck a chord there. It even got a new text, Kosi Sikulele Africa. Over the years, Aberystwyth became so popular that Madiba, Nelson Mandela, sitting in prison on Robben Island, adopted it as the African National Congress's rallying cry for South Africans fighting apartheid. With versions in Xhosa, Zulu, Shona, Sesotho, Afrikaans, and English, Aberystwyth is now the national anthem of South Africa, Namibia, Zambia, and Tanzania. Lord, bless Africa. May her spirit rise high up. Hear thou our prayers. Lord, bless us. Lord, bless us. Descend, O Spirit. Descend, O Holy Spirit. Lord, bless us, your family.
Thanks to Meg Carter for this episode. Share your thoughts about this or any episode on our website, songsinthedesert.org, or with the hashtag songsinthedesert. We'll see you tomorrow for another Song in the Desert.